Hey. Yeah, we got a new drum. Montarctica podcast. We got an echo.
A new drum and a new...
Got a new guest.
A new guest?
New guest on the podcast. We got my daughter, Savannah. Savannah, say hi to everybody.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good.
We talked her into the podcast, so we actually... But man, that echo's bad.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
We talked her into the podcast because we use her headphones all the time.
Yeah, so she's going to help us out today.
Also with us, we got John Denver Hould. Did you know his middle name's Denver? Savannah? You got to talk. Nobody can hear you rattle your head.
Yeah.
No.
No?
You didn't know my name was Denver in the middle? I thought you knew everything about me.
So, Savannah, what's your favorite thing to do?
Play dolls.
Play dolls? How many dolls do you have?
Maybe 16.
16?
16?
I bet it's more like 60.
I might have maybe... 71.
That's a good number.
Yeah. So, Savannah, you've never been on a podcast before, have you? You've talked a little bit on the radio with me before, just into the mic. What's your favorite time of year?
Probably my birthday.
No kidding.
It's always a great time of year, isn't it? I like my birthday time, too. It's fall time around here. We always get good weather. I really like my birthday.
Mine stinks. It's always the heart of winter.
Yeah. Yeah, you just had a birthday, didn't you?
Cold and miserable in January, huh?
Yep. Johnny just had a birthday. Turned 72.
Turned 72.
No, we thought we'd just come on today and do a quick little podcast, do a quick preview. We're trying to make this a weekly thing, hopefully more often. But we want to produce some content, so we thought we'd put some more stuff on the website for people to check out, give you something to listen to. Brought Savannah on. Savannah, tell everybody out there how old you are.
Six.
Six?
Six. Yeah. Oh, my wife.
How many boyfriends do you have?
Zero.
Zero.
Atta girl. So do you got any good stories you want to tell us, Savannah?
Yeah, who got in trouble at school the other day?
No one.
Nobody got in trouble at school?
Nobody.
This is Sunday, I guess, isn't it? So there's a day in between for you to forget about who got in trouble.
Yeah. Savannah draws me pretty cool pictures all the time, and she likes to draw cards and stuff, so she's, like, always doing the Hallmark card thing. Braden does the same thing, only he likes to, like, write the punchline. Thinks that's one of the funny things for him to do. Savannah, you got to be able to tell us a story. You got anything for us out there?
Yeah, tell us something clever.
You're about to lose a tooth?
Yes.
How many is that? Have you lost teeth before?
This is going to be my third tooth.
Your third tooth?
Mm-hmm. How long until you think it's going to fall out?
Maybe today or tomorrow.
Wow.
Getting close, huh? What do you think the tooth fairy does with your tooth after they take it?
Put it in a sack.
Yeah.
What do you suppose she's just got a great big... collection of teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A mountain of teeth?
Yes.
It must be a big cave in the side of a giant mountain just filled with teeth somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like we're in that cave right now with this echo.
Yeah.
So if the tooth fairy takes all these teeth and hides them in a mountain, does the tooth fairy got to be pretty strong every night, you think, to take all those teeth back to the mountain?
Yes.
I wonder how much that sack weighs every night from picking up all the teeth.
50,000 million pounds.
It's a lot. That's so is the tooth fairy a guy or a girl?
Girl.
A girl? Pretty.
Pretty sure about that, yeah.
Because there was glitter on my coin.
Oh, nice. What's the going rate for tooth fairy these days? You can lose a tooth. What's the going rate? How much money do you usually get?
$2 and a golden coin.
And a golden coin, huh? Wow. It's a pretty good deal.
That's pretty impressive, yeah.
I think your tooth fairy's slacking. I used to get $50.
I mean a golden dollar.
Oh, a golden dollar. Okay, I didn't get any golden dollars. And I was kidding. The tooth fairy didn't give me $50. I wish the tooth fairy would still give me teeth. Now the problem is if I'm going to lose a tooth, I got to go pay for it. I got to go pay like $400 to get my tooth pulled out.
Yeah, I wish the tooth fairy would come see me when I get a cavity.
That's me. I got to actually a dentist appointment coming up here next Monday myself. And I got the option on this tooth. I got the option on this tooth to either get it pulled or get a root canal.
Oh boy. Yay, yay.
And a root canal is apparently, somebody told me, runs you about $1,300.
And it's like 6 hours sitting in the chair.
And it's not fun.
I don't know how long it is, but
it's been a while. I've had one before, but I knew that it wasn't pleasant.
That just makes me want to say, put me to sleep.
Brush your teeth, Savannah.
Yes. Yeah.
I try to.
All the time, okay?
I try to remember.
Don't brush your teeth with chocolate bars. That doesn't count.
Savannah, what's your favorite food?
Green beans and mac and cheese and french fries.
Oh,
it's pretty good.
Pretty good,
yeah. There's no meat in there.
And chicken nuggets.
All kids like, well, at least we got the green beans in there. That's
healthy. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Well, my favorite is food. It's hamburgers.
Hamburgers? I like hamburgers, too.
Yeah. You know what I like?
Best in the world.
I like grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Me too.
That's really good. Have you ever had a grilled cheese made out of mac and cheese?
I have not.
This is awesome. There was somebody
grilled cheese with mac and cheese?
Yeah, at a music festival I went to a while back. I'm not going to name it, but I went to this music festival and they got this. It's on Texas toast and it's grilled cheese. But it's mac and cheese, like held together real cheesy, like.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese, and then bacon, and then that. And then they give you a little cup of tomato soup to go with it.
Oh, wow.
And I'm telling you, if you've never had a grilled cheese with mac and cheese or made out of mac and cheese, mind blowing. Probably the most unhealthy thing you could ever eat, but it's mind blowing.
What is it? Like, it's like the sandwich, only the inside is made out of
mac and cheese. Yeah, it's just a nice. They form it up in the deal.
Jeez, you're making me hungry.
Savannah's informing us. We actually got both my daughters in here.
Yeah.
In the podcast. Rhea, she's just a little bit older. Just a little old.
Rhea Jean Rhodes.
Rhea Jean Rhodes, yeah. She's about 8 months old, 9 months old, I guess, almost.
Well, she's staring at us.
Yeah, she's hanging out in her crib, right by, well, not crib, pack and play behind us. She likes the studio in here. She usually has a good time.
She's probably staring at the monkey. It just looks like she's looking at us.
Harry P. Stamper.
Harry, yeah. Lieutenant Stamper.
What do you think of our monkey's name, Savannah? Do you like that monkey?
Kinda.
Kind of? Don't smoke cigarettes, though. That monkey smokes cigarettes, and it's not very smart. That's why he's a monkey and not a human.
Yes.
You ever seen a monkey smoke cigarettes?
No.
Savannah's pretty good at coming up with names. I wonder if she could name the lion for us.
Zoe?
Zoe.
Zoe the lion.
Huh. You name everything Zoe.
No, I named it everything Violet.
Violet now, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's your new favorite name?
Yes.
Yes.
So, every once in a while, Savannah comes up to the skate park with us. Savannah, do you like riding your scooter up there?
Yes.
Do you think you're going to be able to do tricks someday?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Are you getting braver at it? Are you getting better at it?
Yeah, I can balance on it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you're cruising around pretty good the last time there, huh?
Yeah, because I was going around the curves around it.
Mm-hmm. We got a nice, I think we've talked about it in the podcast before, but we got a really nice skate park here in Malta. It's given to us by Jeff Amon of Pearl Jam. Donated $100,000 to make this skate park happen here in Malta. And kids love it. We love it.
And I almost can go up on the bowls.
Wow. Brad won't be long.
Johnny's going to be doing that soon, too.
Yeah.
We're going to talk him out of acting like he's injured and come skateboard with us. Then he really will be injured.
I'll come watch the kids do it. You know.
It's all good fun.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy. I agree. It's not logical.
Savannah, do you like to sing songs?
Yes.
Would you want to sing us a song? Because normally we do some music in this podcast. Sometimes we play some music or something. Do you got any song you can sing a couple lines of for the people out there and sing it real pretty?
Yeah, do you have music in school? Do you do music class?
Yes, but they're really...
Hold the mic to your mouth.
Yes, but they're really, really, really weird songs.
Are they?
Are they?
Yes.
They sounds like they're good ones.
Johnny likes weird songs.
Are they good ones?
Kind of.
Can you sing a little bit of one? Sing Cool Kids.
I wish that I could be like the cool kids, cause all the cool kids listen to get in. I wish that I could be like the cool kids, like the cool kids.
Nice. Good job. Do you like singing?
Yes.
Yes?
So I sing pretty much whenever I'm in the bath or something.
In the bath? That's a good... That's Caleb says his best music comes from the bath,
that's
too.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't think you're the only one.
Yeah.
Lots of people sing in the bath.
Because I just, whenever I'm in the bath, it just reminds me of music for sometimes.
Yeah. It's got good echo in the bath. Kind of sounds like what we are right now.
Yeah, almost.
Sounds like we're all in a giant bathtub. We don't know what's going on. I think I need to reset my computer, but we thought we'd wing a quick podcast just for the fun of it, since we all had.
Or maybe we're in a cave.
Maybe we are in a cave this time. On
with
the moon.
With the tooth fairy and...
We're going to get the Tooth Fairy's cave?
Yeah.
The Tooth Fairy's cave?
I'm going to get a couple of my teeth back.
Me yeah. too. I'm going to get all my teeth back.
Are you?
Yeah.
That'll be nice. What are you going to do with them?
Make a necklace out of human teeth.
Ooh.
That would be creepy.
That would be creepy.
It would be a little creepy. So this would be, what, podcast number six total? We get Sven on here with us. It, you know, this is something that we said we want to keep working on, and whether you guys like it out there or not, or we entertain you, or you guys can give us the middle finger, is that at least tell your friends that you're giving us the middle finger and make them listen to. Get a good opinion of all of them anyway.
Maybe more often I can do it.
Maybe more often you can come be on the podcast?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. You have to come up with some good stories for us. What's your favorite thing to do on the playground?
Probably climb stuff and go down the poles.
And go down the poles?
Oh.
Yeah, and swing.
Swing is always fun.
Oh, hey, Rhea. Rhea's chiming in.
Sometimes when you swing too high, though, it makes your belly get all tickly. Do you ever get that from swinging too high?
No, but also one of my brother's friends, Chaka, he always pushes me.
He always pushes you?
Yes.
Gets you going high?
Yes.
Do you guys take recess at the same time?
No. Just in lunch recess, but when he goes like an hour before me to eat lunch.
Oh, I see. Savannah's a kindergartner, and the boys, Braden, my oldest boy, he's 9 years old, and he's in fourth grade right now. So that's what she's talking about, them having recess together. One of Braden's friends, he's a fourth grader, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the same class, Mrs. Ranches.
Mrs. Ranches.
Yeah, that's a pretty busy playground at lunch recess, isn't it?
Yeah, and the kindergartners, the first grades, the second grades, third grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade come out at middle recess.
Really? All at the same time, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm. What's your favorite lunch that they have before you go to that recess?
Probably corn dogs.
Corn dogs.
Corn dogs. That's pretty good. I'd always ask kids at the end of the day when I pick them up. First thing I'd ask them is what they had for lunch, and they very rarely could remember.
I know. Yeah, such a whirlwind.
Yeah, I'm just so excited to be out of school, and then I was like, it's not the first time I've asked you this.
Yeah.
You know it's coming as soon as you jump in. But they could never remember.
You just ask them, hey, did you have a good day?
Yep.
So
that's what you always ask me.
Yeah. Do the boys ever chase you, Savannah?
Not really.
Not really?
Yeah.
It's good to hear. I don't want to have to go beat up some little boys.
She'll probably take care of that herself.
Yeah, you're probably right. She's pretty tough.
Yes, I can lift a 20-pound weight. Or one of the beds at my grandma's.
Really?
Yeah, I can lift it up a little bit. Maybe like this much.
What are you doing lifting beds up?
Just seeing how strong I am.
Just seeing.
Just checking. Yeah. Just checking. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Dad can probably lift the whole bed up.
I'll lift the whole room up.
Yeah. And the dresser.
I don't think you can do that.
No confidence in me.
It's just one of the little bunkish bedish thingy.
Bunkish.
Like, cause there's
like a day bed.
Like there's a mattress under it, and then you can pull it out, and then there's a bed on top of it.
Do you ever jump on the mattresses?
Yes. Me and Aria do it.
Oh yeah. When I was a kid, my brother and I would take the mattresses off the beds upstairs. I lived in a bi-level home. And we'd take the mattresses off our bed upstairs, off our bunk beds, and bring them down and put them between. In my parents' living room, there was a couch on each wall. We put the bunk, or we put the mattresses in the middle, and the couches were the ropes, and we played WWF.
Oh, nice.
From the top ropes, you'd be jumping off.
Yeah, on the mattresses.
One time, I jumped, and I missed my brother, and I hit, like, my lip on my... the back of my knee or whatever, and Jay came down and hit me in the back of the head, put my teeth right through the bottom of my lip, and Jay's like, don't call mom. We don't need to call mom. You're going to be okay.
You got a giant bleeding hole.
I'm just had a gaping hole. I remember that. And then another thing we used to do with the mattresses was really cool. My mom's house had stairs going down it, so we'd fold the mattresses like a taco and put both of them in there and use it as a sled or a slide.
We used to do that too. We'd get in a sleeping bag and go down.
Yep.
One time we did it with you, huh?
Mm-hmm. We did that in our old house once for the kids.
It's pretty fun. It's pretty dangerous, but it's pretty fun.
Like, we sat in pillowcases and slid down.
Savannah got stuck in one of the pillowcases once. I remember freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, because my head was in the pillowcase.
Oh, man.
And I couldn't find my way out.
Yeah, I can see why that's scary.
Do you like our new house or our old house better?
The new house.
The new house? What's your favorite part about the new house?
Maybe our room or the kitchen, because I love eating.
I like eating, too. What do you suppose we're going to have for supper tonight? Rhea's waving. Hey, Rhea.
Tacos?
You think maybe tacos?
Yeah.
We're going to make Johnny some food for supper tonight, too, because we kept him over here for a podcast instead of sending him to work right away. What do you think about that? He's got to work at the radio station at 6 o'clock tonight.
I knew that he worked at night in the You knew that he worked at night? Station.
Yep. Do you think you'd like to work in radio someday?
No. I want to be a vet or a doctor or a person who delivers babies. Or a nurse.
Those are all much better professions than being a radio guy.
Absolutely. They might not pay as well, but...
Yeah.
I bet they will.
I'll bet they will, too.
Because they take care of persons all day long.
That's right. You'd be good at it, too.
Uh-huh, because I, like, my brother and my mom... got me for Christmas a vet Barbie, and so did my grandma, just not for Christmas. She just took it out because I wanted to sit in the front seat, and she said if I sat in the back seat, then I would get to get something.
So you're using bribery?
Yeah, that's extortion.
Because we went to the dollar store, and... Brayden's kept fighting with me and saying that he wanted to sit in the front seat. And I said that, and I was sitting in there first. So then my grandma told us not to fight. And then she said if she sat in the back seat, if I sat in the back seat, then I would get something. And then when we got into the house, then she gave me a Barbie, and it had a dog.
That's pretty awesome.
Uh-huh. And it was a nurse.
A nurse Barbie? A veterinarian Barbie?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, aren't you glad you sat in the back seat and weren't a little brat?
Yes. She had to whisper it in my ear so that way Brayden couldn't hear, or else he would get mad.
Oh, he better not listen to this podcast.
Yeah. It's like the
girls
were teaming up.
Well, he knew once I got it.
Oh.
And once I got it on with me when I was playing it.
Then he was okay with that after that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Can yeah.
You, Can you smile? I'm going to take a picture for you for with Harry P. Stamper, the gorilla, on our podcast.
Yeah.
Our other guest, Johnny, over there with the lions. There's a background. Our other guest, Rhea.
There's a monkey on your back.
We always got to get some pictures so that you can have a profile picture on each one of the podcasts that we put out. What do you think about... are you okay with me posting this on the internet, Savannah?
Yes.
And it... Let me look. I'll look at some of the cities that came up the last time that listened to our last podcast and tell me if you know where they're at. Saco.
Somewhere in the country.
How about Montana? That's in Montana. Saco, Montana.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know what state Salt Lake City is in?
This one?
No. I'll give you a hint. It starts with a U. Putting her on the spot. That's not very nice of me. Utah.
That's a lot of states to remember by the time you're...
Utah, because that's pretty much the only one that starts with U. And I remember Pete working in Utah.
Oh, yeah.
One time when his... Like, when I met him, that was his job, to work in Utah.
You're right. How about Denver?
Montana.
Nope. That's John Denver.
I'm Denver.
Did you know that? John Denver Gould is his name. Denver's in Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High.
I'm feeling like Colorado is a town, but it's not.
It's a state, and it's rectangular. No shape to it other than just rectangular.
Yeah, ours is like a circle.
Ours is a whole bunch of different wiggly lines and straight lines.
Ours looks like a face. Hold that. Right behind you, there's a plaque. You can show her that sixth place dirt rider plaque. That's the shape of our state.
So it's kind of...
It's a face with a rectangle on the back.
Oh, yeah, like your dirt bike helmet.
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
And one of my other favorite things to do is ride dirt bikes.
You like riding the dirt bikes?
Yeah.
We gotta get yours fixed, huh?
And you gotta also get the training wheels on, and you gotta get me gear. And what I'm hoping for Christmas is,
sounds to me like you gotta get a job.
Christmas just got over.
I do have one. It's just a lemonade stand at Nana's and your house.
Yeah, you've done pretty well with your lemonade stand.
Yeah, I got like $50.
Did you pay your taxes?
No, I don't even have any.
Did you get a city permit?
Yeah.
And my grandma Judy had to give us another table to use because we were selling the lemonade and we needed two tables.
That's awesome. Hey, Rhea, you want to get out of there?
And even my mommy came.
You keep telling your story. I'm going to get Rhea happy over here. Okay?
And then
she decided she wanted to join.
And my grandma Judy came and got some for my grandpa Glenn and her. And there was some other kid.
Did you have enough lemonade?
Yes, there was still some left over.
There was.
Yeah, because my Nana had to keep filling them up sometimes.
Oh, I see. Did you squish real lemons?
No, we just used...
takes a lot of lemons.
We used the stuff from the store. And one time with my grandma, we had some lemons, and we squished them, and then we got some lemonade.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we didn't get that much.
No, it takes a lot, huh?
Yeah.
We just pretty much used like three lemons for that time. My other little sister, Aria, wasn't born, so then we had just three, one for Mia to squish and one for my grandma to squish and one for Aria to squish.
Oh, cool. You know,
I mean, for Brayden.
My favorite lemonade I ever had, we were at a food show one time, and it was in this big jug, but they had all kinds of different stuff in it, and they had like flowers in the lemonade floating around in there, like just marinating it. And I have the recipe for it, and it had mint leaves.
That would be gross. And
it was really, really good. Like, the greatest lemonade.
Huh.
Well,
mint leaves, and I can't remember the kind of carnations, I want to say.
Like,
flowers in it, and it just had the best springtime flavor you ever had.
Like, I kind of think it might have been good.
It was really good. I'll have to look it up sometime and try to make it again.
Huh. I suppose.
I can't believe it on September. I can't believe on September 15th I'm going to be...
Going to be four?
Seven.
Holy.
And then Brayden is going to be 10.
That's crazy, huh? Raya, can you say hi to the microphone? Brought Raya up here. She's real curious about what's coming out of that microphone. You talk into it, Raya?
And Raya's first word was mommy.
Daddy daycare. I wonder what Carol's doing at the store. I don't know what store she went to. Apparently, Seiko Pansave.
Pansave.
Maybe she's listening to one of our podcasts and she just had to take a drive and got lost because it was so good.
She'll end up in Kalispell if she listens to both of them.
Yeah, drive across the country pretty soon. We actually had a listener from Russia already, which was pretty cool. Oh, speak of the devil, here she is.
That's far away.
Come on in, Carol. Savannah's on the podcast today.
How fun.
Yep. She just got done telling us stories about how she makes her money from a lemonade stand.
And also from doing chores.
Don't forget that.
One time I cleaned the whole house and Dad and Carol gave me money.
Savannah is one of the best cleaners around. When she really gets to it, she really just... She can clean. She makes her brother's bed all the time for her.
Oh, yeah.
She'll go in there, Brayden's bed will be all made nice. The other day she came in and cleaned our entire room for Carol and I.
Oh, wow. What a sweetheart.
Yeah, and
Remind me about a story about that in our adult podcast.
And I also made my bed really, really cool.
She made her bed. Her bed's like a cave. She lives. She stays on the bottom bunk. Uh-huh. So she has about 72 stuffed animals in there.
Barely. Yeah. I cleaned it, and there wasn't very many stuffed animals. It doesn't look like it. It looked like there was like four or something.
Yeah, that's what you think.
No, because I looked and there was like five or...
Yeah, and one of them's a caterpillar that's about 9 feet long, too. So like...
Well... Actually, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 100.
100 feet long?
Yeah.
That's longer than our whole house. Well, Savannah, what do you think? What do you got anything else to say to our listeners out there before we get out of here on this podcast? Johnny's got to get to work, I know.
I'm thinking.
You're thinking?
Well, maybe.
Well, you think. I think one of our topics this week, remember, we'll do a little bit of the butterfly effect.
Oh, yeah.
How something... Have you ever heard of the butterfly effect, Savannah?
I think so.
You think so? You know what it is? It's where they say that, like, a butterfly's wings, if it flaps in the wind, that causes enough of a chain reaction throughout nature and everything else that it could change the time of a train or something in Russia.
That would be pretty weird. But I think there was a... experiment called the butterfly effect, and it looked really cool.
Did it? Cool.
Yeah, it looked kind of like slime.
Well, tune into this week's podcast. Hopefully we'll get it out Wednesday or Thursday with the rest of us. Who knows who will be on the show yet? We haven't created a schedule, but some days we'll have one.
And I'm still thinking what maybe.
What you want to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, you're still not done yet.
Johnny's got to work at 6. What do you think? What do you think Carol got for supper? You still think it's tacos?
Yeah.
Did she look like she had tacos on her mind?
Well, kind of, because I asked if we could have tacos, and she said maybe.
Uh-huh.
You had some insider information there.
You got a pretty good idea then.
But I'm still thinking.
You're still thinking.
I used to always think that I had to suck my finger when I was thinking.
When you were thinking?
Yes. Mm. I always thought this was...
Johnny does that a lot, too.
Yeah, usually it's my thumb, though.
I always thought that I had to think like this.
Hmm. She's doing the thinking man pose.
Yeah. You got me hungry for tacos now.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna have a tough time deciding if it's not tacos that I should go back to the store and get taco stuff because it sounds good.
Well, I like tacos so much that I could get tacos and eat them every day for breakfast, lunch, and supper.
Supper?
I bet tacos would get old after a while.
Well, I would buy 155 tacos a day.
A day.
Well, that's pretty good. Okay, is that your final story? Should we get out of here? We'll have you back on another episode sometime.
Maybe. I'm still thinking.
Free kids out there. Won't be long. Savannah's going to have a YouTube channel. You guys need to tune into Savannah's YouTube channel.
Well, yeah, for pretty much the girls.
For the girls?
And boys, because sometimes I play with some of my brother's stuff, so I might make some of those kind of videos.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, so that way boys and girls can watch.
Yeah. Let's see how long we've been going on this podcast real quick. 31 minutes. I said 30. Didn't I say 30? I said, Johnny, let's do a quick 30 today. Johnny and I are just both trying to relax and wind down from the weekend. I worked all weekend long, bartending at the bar in town. And
today just turned spring.
It just turned spring today.
Yeah.
Today is
daylight savings time, spring and all that fun stuff.
And we're going to have to go to bed at 7.
Forgot about the
you got to go to bed at 7?
Yeah, because the 8:30 is at 7, so we got to go to bed at 7.
You're pretty close. It's only an hour ahead. So well, just 8 o'clock is 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
But, right?
Well,
so you go to bed early tonight? Are you going to obey me and go to bed early?
I might stay up as long as I can.
No way.
That's what I always do, because I try to get to bed, but I can't. But then I just get so comfy that I fall asleep. And I don't know what time I fall asleep. Maybe 1:30?
1:30 in the morning?
Yes.
No way. Not a chance.
And one time with my friend Lily, our first sleepover ever, then I came over to her house and we stayed up until like 1 in the morning.
Wow.
Holy cow. What were you doing until 1 in the morning?
We were playing Little's Pet Shops, watching movies, playing babies, playing school, playing a lot of stuff actually.
Well, that's pretty fun.
Our second sleepover, we went to the Sleeping Buffalo.
Was it that usually tires you out? So did you go to bed early that day?
No.
Oh wow.
We still stayed up a little late. Maybe before 1.
Before 1. Do you think Caleb's gonna be mad that we didn't hit him on this podcast with you?
Yes.
Yeah? You think so?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we better shut this one down for a minute because we're only going
to
do a quick one.
Samantha,
don't do that in the mic. You can't go on the radio.
Mwahahaha.
All right. Well, Samantha, thank you for being...
Mwahahaha.
With that, guys, we're out of here. Montarctica Podcast, Montarctica.com.